WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. Coming up in the next hour, we will be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo for his regular weekly appearance with us. We can talk about Mayor Mitchell's proposed budget and more with the council president. And of course, we'll take your calls 508-996-0500. And you can call in with whatever is on your mind in this hour. And we've got a call here, so let's go to that. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. You were talking about road rage. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, I was riding with my brother, and a man in a convertible Corvette cut in front of him to get into the exit, throwing gravel all up over my brother's car. Now, the traffic was stopped, so the man's trapped like a rat between my brother and the traffic. My brother got out of the car, walked over to the man. He started opening his car door. He took his car door, and he folded it forward.
Oof.
Turned around, got in that car, backed out of the exit, and off we went. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Folded it. Well, my brother was a brute. Folded it forward. That was it.
Wow. Well, glad I never cut your brother off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great show. I love it. Thank you
so much. Have a good day. Yes, that was in relation to a story in Boston on Friday night where someone caused a crash, and then they got out and went after the other car with a hatchet. So I was asking, what's your worst road rage story? And I actually shared mine that was not bad. Instead, it turned out good. I didn't expect it to turn out the way that it did, where the person actually got out of the car and apologized for cutting me off. But I've tried to learn to get over road rage, but nobody ever really gets over it 100%. You might not act out, but you certainly still feel it. You certainly still get upset. Like, there's one part of my commute where I drive by a Dunkin', and there's always people who are, like, going to pull into the Dunkin', but they just stop in the middle of the road, even though there's no reason to, before they pull into the Dunkin'. It's like, what are you doing? That's only the entrance. That's not the exit. But, you know, I'm glad they're being safe rather than just plowing into the parking lot. Somebody might be crossing, walking across or something, but still, there's little things that still irk me as much as I try to not let it bother me. Because let's face it, right? Everybody on the road is a terrible driver except for you. Isn't that the way everybody feels? So, yeah, I know people who are absolutely terrible drivers. I've been in the car with them. They're horrible drivers. And when you're in the car with them and they're blaming everybody else, you just have to be like, yeah, you're right. You know, you don't want to be like, well, maybe it's you because, you know, you're in the passenger seat. You're at their mercy. But yeah, that story was pretty intense. Somebody coming at them with a hatchet. And that's why I don't visibly display road rage anymore. Like, as angry as I get, if I drive by somebody afterwards, instead of turning around and being like, hey, what the heck? Or, you know, whatever else I might have done, I just keep looking straight ahead. Like, don't engage because you don't know how it's going to turn out. And meanwhile, they're probably terrified, like, oh, whoops, I accidentally cut this guy off. I hope he doesn't come at me with a hatchet. 508-996-0500. So we can talk about that. We can talk about former President Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. Aggressive prostate cancer that has already metastasized to his bones. And while this isn't necessarily a death sentence, it's going to be a hard thing for an 82-year-old man to fight. But they say that he is responding well to the hormone therapy that they can give for this. But it's still, you know, a concerning thing, as it would be. And I was pleased to see that for the most part, at least politicians were coming forward and giving well wishes. Even President Trump, you know, despite talking all kinds of crap about Joe Biden the week before, you know, even he came out with a statement of well wishes. So I think that's, you know, it doesn't matter where you fall politically. Nobody wants to see somebody have to deal with cancer, especially aggressive cancer, especially when your family has already been ravaged by cancer and had to go through losing a young person in the prime of their life from it. So we can discuss that. And also a reminder, too, that today is the first day of our new contest where you can win a chance to fly away to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas. You could be getting 2 round-trip tickets to fly to Vegas, 2 tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, 2 nights stay at the Venetian, and $500 in spending money. And how do you win? Well, all you got to do is listen at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. We're going to give you the song, title of an Eagle song. By the way, it's going to be a different song each hour. It's not like we're giving you the same song title 3 times in one day. It's a different song title each hour. Each hour is a different opportunity for you to enter to win. And then when you hear it, you just enter it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, in the same type of boxes as you did with Money Talks. And you could be going to see the Eagles if you're lucky enough to win. And I love the show that I saw. It was one of the top concerts I've ever been to. Now, granted, that was when Glenn Frey was still alive, but still, like, they play everything you would want them to play. Even some of the Joe Walsh solo stuff. You know, you get Rocky Mountain Way and Life's Been Good. And, oh, the set list is just incredible for an Eagles show. And because this is kind of their swan song, no pun intended, Eagles swans, you know, they're going to go all out with these shows. And you could be there. It's brought to you by DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. They are the sponsors of your chance to win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere here on WBSM. Details are on the website and on the app if you want to read up more about it. But again, just listen at 10, 2, and 5 for those codes. Those, well, the song titles are the codes. So just enter in the title of the song that I'm going to give you. And if you do win and you do get to go to Las Vegas, I want you to take plenty of pictures and send them back to me, because I wanted to go to the Sphere so badly to see you two, but I couldn't get any tickets. The ones that I could get were astronomically priced. Because my dad was telling me, he goes, oh, I can get you cheap airfare to Vegas. I know all the places to go for that. He's like, so as long as you don't care about, you know, no frills flying, I can get you there for, you know, $100, $150. It's like, yeah, let's do it. But I just couldn't get tickets to any of the shows. But that was my plan. Just fly in, go to the show, fly back out. I didn't need to stay. Although he's like, I can get you a cheap enough room. But I was like, I don't need to stay. I don't need to do anything else. In and out. And now they released a movie of U2 at the Sphere. But they were only playing it at the Sphere. So I was like, well, maybe it'll get released at some point. But I saw some videos that people posted online. It looked incredible. And what a way to see a show. To not only get to see the band perform, but to have this, you know, interactive, immersive experience around you. I'm sure it'll be quite the event, and you could be there. Just listen for those Eagles song titles, 10, 2, and 5 each weekday. And we've also got some other contests we'll have for you now that we're heading into concert season. We're basically going to have tickets to give away each and every week for the rest of the summer. Those are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Popped over there for the spring tasting on Saturday afternoon. And what a smart move that was, because now I found a couple of things that I never would have even known about. I came home with a gin, which was it's called the Festive Gin. It has cinnamon and cardamom and some other flavors, and it was very good. I mean, it's a little like Christmassy, but you could drink it year-round. And then I also got from Short Path Distillery a hibiscus rum that when I tried it straight, I was like, oh, I like this. This is very interesting. And then he's like, well, do you like Dark and Stormies? And he mixed it with a little ginger beer. And I said, well, I love Dark and Stormies. Yes. And I tried that. I was like, okay, sold. I'm taking a bottle home and some ginger beer. Because I discovered Dark and Stormies actually in the place where they were invented, Bermuda. We were on a cruise and we went out for dinner. And I said, you know, what's the most Bermudan drink you can make me? And they're like, oh, the Dark and Stormy that was invented here. It's like, all right, give me that. When I tried it, I was like, this is good. And then that's what I drank the rest of the cruise. I would just go up to the bar and be like, yeah, give me a Dark and Stormy. So if you like to partake in alcohol and you go on a cruise, the unlimited drink package is the way to go. Definitely worth it. But now I can be making them at home. Although I've made them at home before. It's just not the same unless you're on a cruise ship or in Bermuda. I want to go back. I keep telling Stephanie Burke and Scott Porter, we need to book another paranormal cruise to Bermuda. And they're like, eh. They've got this big Hawaii event they're doing in January, and they want me to go to that. And I'm like, I can't afford to go to Hawaii. But if you want to do a little something closer to home when it comes to the paranormal, this Thursday, I'll be at the Old Dighton Town Hall for the Dighton Public Library. It's 1111 Somerset Ave, 6:30, Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. Come by and we can get spooky. If you've seen it before, it's probably very similar to what you've seen in the past, but I do have a couple of other new experiences I can add into it. But if you've never seen it, you get a little bit of some of the legend and lore of the area and also some of the personal things that I've experienced out there on my adventures. And it's photos and video and audio and all kinds of fun stuff. So definitely a good Thursday night out. And it's at 6:30, so you can come and hear me talk and still have time to go out and get something to eat afterwards if you want. All right, I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in. We have that story Mike told you about a 16-year-old arrested in Fall River in connection with a shooting. The substitute teacher that was arrested in Bridgewater on Friday for child pornography. The school department put out a statement saying that the superintendent put out a statement saying that they don't believe any students were actually involved in this. You know, this is just my speculation, but it sounded like more it was, you know, just stuff they were sharing from the internet, not stuff he was creating himself. But I'm sure we'll get more details on that. I believe that he was scheduled to be arraigned on Friday. But just crazy, man. The fact that anybody tries to get away with something like that in today's day and age. Like, everything you do online can be monitored at any time. I'm super careful about where I put my credit card info into for anything. You know, you got to look for that HTTPS. And then you learn quickly, you know, when you get an email that says that you owe money or whatever, you know, check the web address. Like it might say, go here to the, you know, whatever website. But then when you hover over that link, it says something completely different. You know, you got to learn to be more savvy because scammers are out there. That's why I'm so glad I was able to find my debit card on Saturday, because I know there's no way it was as secure as you would hope it would be. It wouldn't be hard for somebody to, not that you can figure out my PIN, but they can find ways around that. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Well, we're going to be going into the newsroom now, and we're going to get all the top headlines of the day from Mike Roberts. And on the other side, we can get your reaction. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
President Trump wishing former President Biden well. A Connecticut woman found after 2 years missing and license plates in New York being faked.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Uber is introducing a new budget-friendly option for commuters. The rideshare company unveiled Route Share, which allows users to share a ride with up to two other passengers along busy corridors for up to 50% less than the cost of an Uber X. The service will have pickups every 20 minutes along direct routes from 6 to 10 a.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. It will be available in New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, and Baltimore before expanding to more locations. More than 2 years after she went missing while hiking in Japan, the remains of a Connecticut woman have been found. Larry Kofsky has the details.
Patricia Wu Marad of Storrs, Connecticut, was described by her husband as an experienced hiker. The New York Daily News reports she was last seen checking out of a guest house on April 10, 2023. Then last month, searchers turned up several personal items and what her husband said appeared to be a femur near a Japanese village. Her husband said Saturday that DNA tests confirmed the remains were a match. It is still unknown how she died.
President Trump wishing former President Biden a fast and successful recovery following his prostate cancer diagnosis. Trump said in a post on Truth Social yesterday that both him and his wife were saddened by the news, and they send their warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family. More than 3,000 drivers across New York have to pay up the cost of driving with a fake or illegal license plate. Andrew Whitman has details.
Law enforcement across the Empire State engaged in Operation Plate Check, a statewide crackdown on fake and obstructed car tags. More than 3,000 tickets were issued, and officials also found a dozen stolen cars during the sweep. Bad plates, often called ghost plates, let drivers avoid tolls set up to bill by license plates. The NYPD has been cracking down on ghost plates, too, especially since the start of congestion pricing in Manhattan, which can also bill by license plate.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's a bad idea for President Trump to accept a 747 jet from Qatar to someday use as Air Force One. Scott Carr has more from Washington.
Trump administration officials have already said they plan to accept the luxury 747 from Qatar's semi-constitutional monarchy and use it for the president's travel. The former vice president tells NBC's Meet the Press accepting the jet would raise security and constitutional concerns.
Qatar has a long history of playing both sides. They support Hamas. They supported Al-Qaeda. Qatar has actually financed pro-Hamas protests on American campuses across the United States.
Pence suggests if Qatar wants to give the U.S. a gift, it could direct $400 million to infrastructure on their military base.
My hope is the president reconsiders it.
One teenager is dead and another wounded following a shooting on Saturday night in Brooklyn.
Police say they received a 911 call about two people shot outside 812 New Jersey Avenue shortly before 10 o'clock Saturday night. Officers responding to the scene found an 18-year-old man shot in the torso. He was rushed to Kings County Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An 18-year-old woman was found with a gunshot wound to the leg. She was listed in stable condition at Brookdale University Hospital. Police are searching for the shooter.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Braves last night, 10-4, and the Mets head to Fenway tonight at 6:45.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy, 67 today. More clouds tonight, 47. Tomorrow, clouds, 62. And Wednesday, clouds and showers, 58. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I say my hell is the closet, I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky. Got central heating, and I'm alright.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500. Say, you hear me talk all the time about Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton, in Brockton, in Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, and I talk about their great daily lunch specials. So especially a day like today, coming back to work, and you're saying, I got to treat myself to a nice lunch here to get through this Monday. Well, that's a great place to go because they have a variety of offerings for $12.99 every day, their lunch value menu. And you've heard me talk about things like their pasta of the day, their half pizza and salad combo, the soup and salad combo, and you've heard me talk about the burger and beer combo that's actually $11.99 to get a burger and a 16-ounce draft from Goose Island Beer Company. But we also talk about the Saucy Bird chicken sandwich. And I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, the Saucy Bird. It's your choice of sauce. So you can, it's grilled chicken breast tossed in your choice of sauce, topped with lettuce and tomato on a brioche bun, and served with a side of your choice. But what are the sauces that you can choose from? How about buffalo, garlic parmesan, Cajun dry seasoning, a lemon pepper dry seasoning, bourbon barbecue, sweet chili, or smoky gold? So you could go there every day and have a Saucy Bird chicken sandwich like seven times and have a different sandwich each time because of all these different sauces that they offer on the Saucy Bird. And how hard is it to find a lunch for $12.99 these days, right? Most places, you're going to walk out of there for at least $20-$25 for lunch. But at Brack's Grill and Tap, they want to make sure they keep it affordable and keep it delicious. So stop by Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough and check them out online at bracksgrillandtap.com. I don't know which one of those I would choose first. Either bourbon barbecue or smoky gold. I'm picturing smoky gold is probably like gold fever with a little extra smoke to it. I can get behind that for sure. So 508-996-0500, that is my number here. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Mark sent in a message saying, no matter what you feel about politics, you should never root against a person with cancer. And I was like, I agree with that. I was saying that same thing earlier, that you have to kind of put that aside when somebody is dealing with something like this. I mean, certainly we've seen that happen with other presidents. You know, Republicans who blasted Jimmy Carter when he was president and considered him to be the worst president of all time, they still, you know, send him well wishes when he was put into hospice care. And we've seen it happen with Ronald Reagan with his Alzheimer's diagnosis. We've seen it happen with Richard Nixon when he was older. I mean, you put that stuff aside when somebody's going through something like this, as I would to anybody. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
You are absolutely right. You know, and I wonder how many years has he had the cancer? And was that making, you know, his thinking, maybe it's not so much dementia setting in, maybe it's part of the cancer, I don't know, but it's
well,
sad.
I saw a report that said that he had had a screening not that long ago and it had come up clear. So, and then that this screening happened because he was having some problems with urinating. And that's when he realized something was wrong and he went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And so, and then, you know, you were seeing all these people who claim to be doctors online who really don't know what they're talking about, who are like, oh, prostate cancer doesn't work that fast. Like, you don't know. Everybody's, you know, situation is different. You're not their doctor. You're just making a guess.
That's right. Everybody's DNA genetics are different. Yeah. So it just really moved fast on him. That's so sad. But that hormone therapy gives people a good chance, and it at the very least, it'll give you 2 more years, you know, so, and sometimes 4. So, you know, I don't know if it's the same for men, but for women, you know, and it's just getting more advanced with all this hormone therapy stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. As someone pointed out on TV, obviously he's going to have access to the best medical care being a former president. Yeah. So, you know, whatever things they can try, he'll certainly get to try.
Yes, he'll get all the advanced pre-trial or trial drugs from out of France, the UK. You know, they're so advanced from us. We're always behind. We wait for their trial test, and then the United States wants to conduct their own with the same knowing that they have already all this information from France. Mainly it's them that really are ahead of us. And so he will be able to get all of that first. Absolutely. So that's good, though. I mean, I just feel bad. Poor guy. You know? He had it so rough.
Well, and to have somebody, first of all, what he went through with his first wife and child, and then to have his son die of cancer, and then, you know, mm-hmm. he dedicates himself to this cancer moonshot and trying to get that done, and then, you know, he ends up getting it himself. It's tragic.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's really important for men to get their prostate exam. Might be embarrassing or whatever, but, you know, it's so important. Catch it. Try to catch it. That's the best way. But, so I do feel bad for him. I do. It's too bad.
And I hope that that's the lesson that a lot of people take away from this is that, you know, go through the screenings. No matter what it is that, you know, you're prone for, make sure you get screened for it and checked, because the earlier the better. You know, you if they catch cancer early like they did in my case, then it's not a big deal at all, you know? But if you wait and you're like, well, I don't want to go to the doctor, or I'm not sure, or I don't want to go through this process, you could end up, you know, costing yourself years of your life.
That's right. That's right. I'm doing my mammogram in this month. So, like, screening, it's so important. And your insurance, if you don't do it, and these are, like, free. Prostate screening is free for men on your insurance. It's a part of, you know, your yearly physical is free. And my mammogram is free. So, if I don't do it and I end up getting cancer, say, within this year, they'll be, like, their payment will be, like, less than, because I didn't do what I could have prevented by doing it free.
Yeah.
So it's really important, because insurance companies will use that against you. If you do not do your colonoscopy when designated, they won't pay for it. And if you don't do it, physically, have them physically do it, then every, you know, if there's something there, then you're covered. But if you go and do things that can be prevented and it's free, you know, yeah, the insurance is going to say, nope, we let you, now you're not going to cost us. So, but also I just wanted to say, I can't get my birthday then. I've been trying 6 o'clock. I can't get it in there. I went all the way back to 62 three times, and it just wants to keep it at this year. How do I enter the game if it's going to keep doing that?
I don't know. I think you should probably just contact the help button on the app.
Help button. I didn't see a help button.
Yeah, there should be a button there to, if you have issues. Hold on, I'll tell you which one it is. I think it's feedback is what they call it.
What is it called? Oh, feedback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, send app feedback. It's in the menu there. So if you go to that, it gives you a little form. Okay. Yep. And then tell them that you're having an issue with that.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I'll have to do that. So I had a great weekend. I'm so glad you found your card, Tim. That is nerve-wracking.
It really is scary because all you're thinking about is, oh, man, like I just got paid, too. Now everything's going to get wiped out. But thankfully, yeah, it was my own stupidity leaving it on the counter. And thankfully, they put it in the drawer where they keep it. So
what is that place, Scramblers?
It's a breakfast place. They do bagels. They make their own bagels every day, and they do, you know, full breakfast. So
I thought at first it was that, but then I started thinking there used to be those like bumper rides or something on the Scrambler. So, you know, these like the miniature golf courses. Some of them have certain rides you can go on. So I was thinking, did he find a Scrambler and he lost it on a Scrambler?
No, but I could see that happening. It'd fly right out of my pocket. So yeah. I hadn't been using a wallet for a long time. I'd just been putting stuff in my pocket and just taking it from, you know, pants to pants every day. And So then I was like, you know what? I guess I'll go back to a wallet. Previously, I had like the big chain wallet and everything because I'm always nervous that somebody's taking my wallet out of my pocket. So yeah. I had the big chain wallet. And now I'm like, I'm just going to carry a regular wallet, but I'll get a thin one so I can put that in my front pocket and then I'll feel better.
That's right. Yeah, because they have a lot of neat little front wallet that you can put in there. Yeah, I know. I don't know how you men do that, walk around, because these pickpocketers are just, it's more and more so of late. I've heard quite a few stories of people, big events, like the feast. I know somebody that got pickpocketed, but didn't even realize it till they got home. I was so sad for him.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't know how men can do that. But yeah, just keep it in your front. I'm so happy you were all right. So I guess that's about all I really have.
All right.
I mean, I had a great weekend. I went to Sixes and Sevens.
What'd you think?
I loved the food. It was so good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect when I walked in. And the bartender, he was great. He was bringing people their orders and handling the bar. And it was just amazing. I was like, wow, you get this. He had it down pat. And it was good. It was really good.
Glad you enjoyed it. I got to hold you there just because I got two breaks I got to get in. So,
yep.
Thank you so much. Okay. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And yeah, just looking at the clock, I was like, oh, got some big commercial breaks here. So we'll take the first one. We'll be back in a moment. And it's still very windy out there. The wind has not stopped blowing. It's just a constant gust. And hopefully you're not doing laundry and hoping that you're going to hang it outside on the clothesline today. That's not going to happen. But what you could do is you could go to Dash Laundromat. Because at Dash Laundry's never been this easy or this honest. There's no hidden fees, just transparent pricing from start to finish. Small loads, you can wash and dry for just $6.75. If you got a big family, you can use the 80-pound washer with a full dry cycle, only $16.50. And if you hate waiting around, you can drop it off with their Wash Dry Go program, just 70 cents a pound. And you don't even have to be there to pick it up. They can leave it for you in their secure locker outside, and you can pick it up using the Dash Laundromat app. Or you can skip the trip altogether with Dash Delivery Totes and get fresh, folded laundry to your door starting at just $25. Download the Speed Queen or Dash app today and get a 20% bonus on deposits over $10. Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and soon to be on, West Rodney French Boulevard across from Kilburn Mill. And they'll be there very shortly. I saw a social media post where they're getting so close to opening, and it looks beautiful inside. It's huge inside. But right now, you can go to the Dartmouth location at One State Road. And, of course, find out more at dashlaundromat.com. And make sure you follow Dash Laundromat on social media to get all of those updates. Got to get one more break in. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo for his regular weekly appearance. But I'm looking out the window now. That breeze is still blowing, but the sun is shining. And that might get you thinking about going solar, especially if you read Barry's article today about the new smart meters coming in. Well, wouldn't it be helpful if you were controlling your power a lot better using solar panels on your roof or somewhere on your property? And wouldn't it be nice to get paid by the electric company instead of the other way around? How does it all work? Isaacson Solar are the ones that can explain it to you. Isaacson, Isaacson Solar. Go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Set up an appointment. They'll come out. They'll sit down. They'll talk to you. They'll answer all your questions about going solar. And if it's not the right fit for you, that's okay. But if it is, they'll move forward with you and give you a no-obligation quote that you can talk about with your family before you make a final decision. See some of their work at isaacsonsolar.com and see